9:10 on the dot here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our weekly chat with Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook of Coffeeville. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning. Great.
Hey, good deal.
It's beautiful outside, so it is. Always makes it a good day.
Warming up. We're going to be mid-60s today. We're going to make it to the upper 70s here to end the week. So.
I know.
Can't complain with that. Although that's a little windy, but you know, it's March.
You live in Kansas, so you better get used to the wind.
I don't know if we'll do in like a lion, out like a lamb, but we'll see what we can do.
So. Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So, hey, what is going on in Coffeeville?
Oh, good stuff, good stuff. So we have a new event coming soon. It's called Bourbon at the Browns. It's presented by the Coffeeville Historical Society on May 6th. So you come out and enjoy Gunner's Bourbon, which is a new bourbon that's... sedan,
yes.
I want to say.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think you're right.
And they're going to have a variety of cocktail specials along with some live music and a lot more. So I'll continue to share details on this in the next couple weeks. But you can pick up tickets at the Chamber or online at coffeevillehistory.com. I'm going to go. It's going to be a fun night. So Bourbon at the Browns. Also at the Brown Mansion, they are hosting an Easter egg hunt out on the lawn, which is... What's a better backdrop for an egg hunt than that?
It's almost
place?
Like being in front of the White House.
That's right. So that'll be April 8th. That'll be a great day. So make sure to join them for that. Speaking of, though, we are putting together a list of all the egg hunts in the area. So if you are a church or a business or a group that's hosting a hunt, contact us and let us know, or let us know about one that you know of. Because, again, we're going to put that together and then we're going to share that next week so everybody knows all the places to put up your hunts. So that'll be fun. Congratulations to Terrebinth, who recently celebrated their third year here in Coffeeville. Still going strong. One of my favorite places, mm-hmm. of course. So the Children's Summer Theater was announced for CCC, and it'll be Nemo Jr. That'll be in June on the 23rd through the 25th. But if your kiddos want to audition, they will have the auditions, on May 22nd. And again, that's with CCC Children's Summer Theater. So we're excited about that. If you've not been out to the Aviation Museum, I always encourage everybody to go out and check out that hidden treasure. It's really an awesome place. And recently they put in this cute little kids airplane ride. And Dusty's Unlock Service, which is one of our members, made a custom key for the ride recently. So if you need anything key related, I always tell everybody, call Dusty's. Call me at the Chamber. I'll give you the number. But he's great, of course, helping you get when you lock your keys out of your car, but also any kind of custom keys you need. So, and then speaking of the museum, save the date. They're having an aviation event. It's on April 22nd. It'll be 12 to 4. They're going to have kite flying. They're going to have a guest special presentation from a guest speaker, hot dogs and history and all kinds of more details that I'll be sharing next week. But save the date, April 22nd. That'll be a fun day at the museum. So tourism season is kicking off. We are starting to see, I guess because of the warm weather, we're starting to see all kinds of visitors coming through the town. And I always tell people, you probably don't realize how many visitors we get, not just from around the region, but the state, the world, that specifically come because of our history. So whether it's the Dalton Museum, the Condon Bake, the Aviation Museum, or the Brown Mansion. And these aren't people that are just driving through, hey, I thought I'd check this out. Like, they literally plan a trip to Coffeeville, Kansas. And people are always like, really? That many people? I'm like, yes, hundreds. And we get to hear all the cool stories because, of course, they come through our bank. So. But I also tell everybody a reminder, if you work at a gas station, a restaurant, a retail shop, whatever, make sure that you're always putting on a good smile and making everybody feel welcome because, of course, our goal is once they get here that they have a great time and they love our community. So.
Well, and two, being able to gear things a little bit, remembering tourism when you're maybe planning things.
Yes.
You know, you've got those great brochure racks around, and I'm sure people can even stop by the Chamber, grab a few things. Maybe if you do have a visitor come in, you can give them a little map or something like
that. Exactly. If we can get somebody just to entice to stick around a little bit longer, spend a little bit more money, and, of course, fall in love. And, yes, you can call the Chamber. We actually have little itineraries. So if somebody's like, what all can I do here for a day? You know, we can give them a list of all kinds of different things to do in town. So always fun. Speaking of tourism, the gift shop at the Chamber has new coffee mugs. Those were always popular. And right now we have a t-shirt sale. So if you're wanting like a Coffeeville shirt, a Dalton shirt, or an IC t-shirt, they're all on sale right now. So this is a good time to come in and get those. So, okay, some events coming up this month. On April 1st, we have Spring Into Autism Awareness. And then that's also the Rotary Seafood Boil at Cedar Bluff Camp. So two great things happening this weekend. Also this weekend, April 2nd, is the Jab, Steer, and Heifer Show out at the fairgrounds. That's always fun and hopefully good weather that continues for that. Next week, we have Business Over Breakfast for the Chamber. And we've got some great speakers coming this week. So we have Jack DeGraw from the TLC Nursery, Michael DeRosa from CCC, and Scott Tapman from Acme Foundry. So love to have you come join us. If you've never been, you can come sit with me at my table. So I'll get you welcomed into the crowd, but always a good event for the community. So that same day, Congressman Turner will have a staff member at City Hall. They come every month. So if you ever have to deal with like a federal agency or anything like that, they can help you out. And like I said, that's every month. I want to say it's the first Wednesday of every month. So, but that'll be coming up. And then, of course, my favorite, the Salvation Army's Festival of Salads. That'll be April 11th. That way you can feel like you're being healthy, but, you know, really you're not. You're eating so much of it. So, but it's always a fun day. A really new event, fun thing that's going to be happening for our youth. It's a free session for the youth to try their hand at 3D printing. So that'll be with the Coffeeville Innovation Lab. The deadline to register is the 31st to register. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's Friday. Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Friday. 2 days.
Yeah. So only a couple days. So you need to get registered quick, but it's free. And what a great opportunity for our youth to be able to get in there and just explore something like that. So I think my son's going to go. But you can register at the CoffeevilleFoundation.org. And again, there's April 15th or April 22nd, two different dates to choose from, but you have to register this week. And then the last thing also on that weekend or that week, April 15th, Project Revolution is going to be doing a CD release party at Gigi's. So they're a local band that's been doing really well in this area, and they're going to have a good kickoff for that. So lots more coming out, though. We hopefully tomorrow we'll be e-blasting out the community calendar. We'll post it on Facebook as well. If you want a copy, come by the chamber. We can give it to you or email us or call us, whatever. But there's a long list of activities coming up in April. So that'll be coming out tomorrow.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, very good. Lots of stuff coming up. Things are greening up, warming up.
Yeah, it's warming up. So all kinds of good events and it'll be fun. It'll be
okay.
good.
Okay. All right. Well, Candy Westbrook, thank you so much, of course, for coming by.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to seeing you around soon and here in studio next week.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. And we'll be back with more Open Line right after this here on KGGF. So keep it here.